long. There is a football guest right out of the gate today getting up early before his show on Sirius is Charlie Weiss. He's brought to you by Kaplansky Insurance and Town Fair Tire. We have to get you early, Charlie, because what, you do a 3.5-hour football show at 6:30?
Well, I mean, I sign on at 6:30. It actually just goes from 7 to 10, but they're nervous wrecks if you don't tie into the system, tie into the system early.
We glad you came on early to talk to us. There's a lot to talk about, especially with this Patriots team. We'll get to McDaniels and Gronk. You explain to me, Charlie, why is it so hard for the Patriots to play in Miami? What is it about that building? Because Brady's not been good there, and the team has not been good in Miami. We can't seem to figure it out.
Well, I think that you have to factor in that a 17-week, 16-game season, there are emotional highs and lows, regardless of what anyone thinks. And, there's been times you go down to Miami early in the year and it's hot. And, Bill says, well, don't worry about the heat. Don't worry about the heat. And then you walk out there and it's 110 degrees with humidity and you're wringing wet. And you say, wow. Well, like last year I was at that Monday night game where they went down there and Miami really took it to them in the game. But at the end of the day, psychologically, it's tough to get guys, to the same level of emotion to play the game. And in this game, even though there are men playing, not kids playing, you need to play with passion. You need to play with passion to win football games.
Even number 12, even Brady has an issue going down there. It seems like he's overcome just about everything, Charlie, in his career, but he can't overcome Miami.
It's just part of the package, though. When you go down there, what Tommy does, he affects everyone else, but they all affect him too. So if people are having a bad night at the office, it's usually going to be a group effect. It isn't going to be, well, Tommy just stunk it up and no one else did. I mean, I was down there one game where he threw four interceptions in the game. We lost at the end of the game. It wasn't like going into the game, he wasn't ready to go mentally. As the game played out, the team that you're not supposed to lose to ends up beating you.
Hey, can you explain to us, last time we talked to you, you famously said the strategy against the Patriots is double 87. Gronk was at the top of his game. He's not at the top of his game this year. Do you think this is the beginning of the end? As we always expected he would get hurt. He'd get banged up. It would be the wear and tear that would be the end of 87. Do you think we're looking at close to the end of 87?
Well, I mean, none of us have seen Gronk at the top of his game this year. As you sit there and watch, he looks a little rusty, looks a little slow. Obviously when he's running down the field, he's still a load and he's got phenomenal ball skills, so he can still make plays. I think that maybe he won't just be the go-to guy, but he'll never just be another guy because he's so dominant in his position that he warrants extra attention. The thing about it now is that team is centered around the two inside receivers and the running backs. So a combination of Gronk, Edelman, and those dynamic running backs still make the Patriot offense, both dynamic and of major concern for everybody.
Charlie, not sure if you heard this, but Christian Fourier, hosts the afternoon show here, said a couple days ago he thinks Gronk needs to abandon the TB12 program and get back to more traditional weight training. Just wondering what your read on that situation is all your years around the game. If Gronk has discarded more traditional weight training and is solely into more pliability work, do you think that's enough for a player like him, given the physicality of the tight end position and how he needs to play?
Well, Christian weighed all 230 pounds when he was playing, so his body was a little different than Gronk's. Gronk is a much, much bigger man than Christian was. And no disrespect to Christian, because I loved coaching him, and he was a great great team player. But Gronk has unique skills, and his size, his size and his injury history elicit some attention as far as making sure he's as flexible as he can. So I think somewhere in between, the truth probably falls somewhere in between those two programs.
Charlie Weiss joining us. Charlie, it's going to happen again this year. Josh McDaniels' name is going to come up. You've been through this, and the two big openings appear to be in Green Bay and Cleveland. As you look at those two jobs, if Josh had his pick, what's the better job for Josh McDaniels?
Well, it depends on whether or not you want a proven quarterback or the up-and-coming quarterback. So I think Josh could is fortunately, at this stage of his career, he'd have no problem coaching either one. You know, he could take somebody like Baker, who I love, and try to turn him into the next star, one of the next stars, because there's a nice young group of quarterbacks that have entered the league in the last 3 years. Or you can go to Green Bay with Aaron Rodgers at the top of his game and in his prime, and in that case right there, because he's already dealt with, you know, what it's like to play with a superstar at the quarterback position, there'd be no one that would be better informed on how to handle that situation than him. So I don't think it's going to be the quarterback that's going to make the decision, that's going to make the decision for him. I think it's going to be more the management style, the personnel, you know, who he feels has a better chance of winning a championship. Because if he's going to take a job, he's going to take a job that he thinks in a short amount of time he could win a championship.
Well, on paper, then that would be Green Bay. I'm curious, Charlie, as you watch the relationship between Rodgers.
I don't know if on paper that's Green Bay.
Really, you think Cleveland can win a championship before Green Bay?
Well, I mean, you look at right now, Green Bay is not going to win a championship this year, right?
Nope.
So now you're looking at next year and going forward. And I'm saying, as you look at the talent on these teams and the salary cap situation on these teams and the conference these teams are playing, like look at the AFC North for a second. Okay, you take away Ben Roethlisberger from the Pittsburgh Steelers. Forget about Le'Veon Bell. You take away Ben Roethlisberger from the Steelers, and tell me which team in the AFC North concerns you.
Yeah, I mean, Baltimore, I guess with their defense, the Ravens and Jackson develops, but yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, there really isn't a clear answer there.
Right.
No, not like the Packers division. Would the Rodgers-McCarthy thing, Charlie, give you any pause the way that ended in the relationship between the quarterback and his former coach?
No, because we really don't know. You know, last year, all you guys were talking about is how Tommy and Bill hate each other, right?
That's right.
Isn't
yeah.
Every day. Isn't that what I was reading every time I turned
yes.
around?
Yes,
yeah. I'm reading Tommy hates Bill, Bill hates Tommy, Kraft right. hates Bill, Kraft hates, you know, like everyone hated each other. And here they are. It's December, you know, sitting there with a number two seed and, you know, in a short amount of time could be the number one seed. I mean, obviously they could go the other way, but you figure, you know, right now it looks like they have a really good chance to have another first round bye. And every year they say the same thing. Well, you know, the egos, can they all peacefully coexist? No, none of us really know what the true relationship between those two guys were. But I think that for the Green Bay situation, to not have that cloud over the last month of their season, it was probably a win for both sides to go ahead and make a move now so they can take that cloud off of there. Everyone can play out the string down the stretch, and McCarthy can, you know, go home and regroup and decide what he wants to do with his life.
Well, that's one of the reasons people are assuming Josh will take a head coaching job, because Bill and Tommy and Kraft are getting along now. There's not a feeling that it's going to end anytime soon. Are you hearing that from your end, Charlie, or Bill and Bill and Tom work things out, and is it going to work for another year, two, three more years? What do you think?
I think as long as they both want to be there, it'll work out. I don't think anyone should worry about the relationship between those guys. Is there friction in every organization? Yeah, there are. But the bottom line is that organization, meaning the Patriots, better than anyone I've ever been around, has been able to, you know, live under the motto of check your ego at the door. So no matter how big egos are, once you get inside, there's, you know, you have a job to do, and everyone kind of falls in line.
Are you seeing any decline in Tom's game, Charlie, watching him this year?
Well, I mean, he's obviously older and, you know, running around Now he's a 1,000-yard rusher. I probably shouldn't say that.
Did you call him? Did you give him a congratulatory call or text?
Oh, I gave my sarcastic text and told him that now I can group him with Curtis Martin as 1,000-yard rushers I've previously coached, and you know he got some chuckles off of that. But Tommy can still sling it with the best of them. You know, he might not throw it, you know, 90 yards like Mahomes can throw it. He might not throw on the run the way Aaron Rodgers can do it. But at the end of the day, if you're playing in a big game and you had to pick a quarterback to lead your team, I think everyone's still picking number 12 in New England.
Hey, the hot thing now is young, really young offensive coordinators who come in, become head coaches, and could draw up an offense, draw up a play for their quarterback. And we saw it with Sean McVay. Now the hot guy is DeFilippo or McDaniels. Is Charlie Weiss Jr. On that short list?
He's not on that short list, but that's the track that I see him on. You know, I see him a few years behind those guys. You know, he's, you know, fortunately he's, you know, and, you know, I don't want to be tooting my own kid's horn, but, you know, fortunately he's the youngest Division I offensive coordinator that there's ever been. So, you know, right now he's on that track where he's got to keep getting better and develop and learn that way. But that's the track he's on. Now, where that track takes him, I can't tell you, but I'm number one in a fan club other than his wife.
Is he going to hire you someday? You going to work for him?
Oh, that would probably be the biggest mistake he could ever make, you know, because he'd actually have somebody that told him the truth, you know, and he might not want to hear it. You know what I'm saying? You know, there's sometimes you say things to the head coaches, you know, you don't ever say them in front of people, but you say things to the head coaches just because you think they want to know. And sometimes they, it's not well received to say that.
Are you speaking from experience with your time here with Belichick?
Oh, there were times I'd drive Bill crazy. Yeah, there'd be times, you know, but that when you're with each other so many hours or so many days, you know, think about it. You see, you're working with those guys more than you see your wife and kids, you know, and, you know, can, you know, would there be times I drive them crazy? Yeah, I promise you there are times I drive them crazy. I apologize, Bill, if you're listening, but there'd be times. But I never overstep my bounds.
Charlie, appreciate you getting up early this morning. You got a lot of work to do, and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the game against the Dolphins this week. It should be really interesting to see what happens down there in December.
Thanks, Charlie.
All right, bye-bye.
Charlie Weiss joining us, brought to you by Kaplansky Insurance and Town Fair Tire.